The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
59405. Love to get your comments. Emails are welcome. Joey at joeyhudson.com. Follow us on Twitter at Talk945 or Joey Hudson, and on Facebook as well. 945 The Answer or Joey Hudson. Love to have you join the conversation. Coming up Saturday, Headline News will be airing one of their new series. It's a series of documentaries. And this one's going to be spotlighting the upstate of South Carolina. It's called Lies, Crimes, and Video. You may recall the story of Todd Kohlhepp. He is the realtor in Spartanburg who was living a double life, who had this young lady literally chained up in a storage container. He's now in prison. It turns out he killed a number of people. So they're going to be spotlighting the Todd Kohlhepp case. One of the upstate members of the media, Daniel Gross, was part of that. He's working at the Spartanburg Herald Journal at the time. Daniel, you're going to be joining us for a few minutes this morning. You and Todd Kohlhepp have an interesting relationship. You're sort of pen pals, right?
I guess so, in a way, yes. Him and I have been writing each other to and from prison since he's been convicted.
Yep. So interesting story there. Daniel's on with us, going to be joining us in just a few minutes, and we're going to speak about this as this Headline News special airs at 8 o'clock on Saturday. We're going to get you updated with the latest news, weather, and traffic. It's 8:17. And then back with Daniel Gross with the Greenville News to talk about this Headline News special, Lies, Crimes, and Video, and specifically about Todd Kohlhepp, where he is today, a quadruple homicide at Superbike Motorsports. It was talked about by all of the news outlets here. No rhyme or reason of why this happened. It appeared that someone just walked into Superbike Motorsports, shot four people, and left them for dead. This crime remained unsolved for many years. And I have a bit of a personal attachment to this because I happen to know Tom and Lorraine Lucas. Their son, Brian Lucas, was one of the victims. Tom and Lorraine moved here to the upstate to help find their son's killer. Many of you know, if you listen to the show, my involvement with Crime Stoppers. I've been involved with Crime Stoppers for probably 30 years now. What a great organization. Tom and Lorraine got real involved with Crime Stoppers to the point that that they even printed playing cards with the pictures of most wanted people on the back and unsolved cases like their son Brian in hopes that they'd find the killer. Well, we were a bit shocked in the upstate in November of 2016 when a young lady was found chained in a storage container. Her name was Kayla Brown. And we learned that a realtor in Spartanburg, Todd Kohlhepp, owned that property, had kept this woman in this container for just over 2 months or so, had shot and killed her boyfriend, Charlie Carver, and had killed others. He is now in prison. Joining me on the 94.5 The Answer guest line this morning, Daniel Gross with the Greenville News. Daniel, thank you again for spending a few minutes with us. Saturday night, we're going to Headline News is featuring their Lies, Crimes, and Video series, and it's going to feature this Kohlhepp case. But you have been involved in this. I mean, you wrote for the Spartanburg Herald Journal back in 2003 when this Superbike Motorsports case happened, right?
Well, no, I wasn't here in 2003. I was here a couple of years before the Kohlhepp case came on the scene. So I had been writing stories about Tom Lorraine Lucas and the Superbike murders in terms of it being a cold case and being unsolved, and stories about, you know, the family's ongoing fight
Sure.
For justice and to get the answers and to find the killer.
So as a writer, and now you're with the Greenville News, you have mm-hmm. followed these cases very closely. You and Todd Kohlhepp, you exchange letters. Let's talk for a minute about Todd Kohlhepp, because Saturday night when Headline News airs this special, I think people are going to see a different side of Todd Kohlhepp. You've corresponded with him. What has he told you the reason that he has killed all these people?
Yeah, sure. Well, I mean, even from the beginning, the main reason that I started writing him after he was convicted and found out where he's being held in prison is, you know, I wanted to see if he'd be willing to offer up any more information. You know, from the beginning, we heard that, you know, he had bragged about the number of killings he had done. And, you know, he would hint to investigators that, you know, he's got plenty more stories to tell if they were willing to hear. And so, you know, that was my intent from the get-go, is maybe he's willing to, you know, at least through writings, you know, share up some more information. And
sure.
Since we've been writing, which is still ongoing today, and of course, being in Greenville, we still of course have an interest in this story, because it's a, you know, it's definitely an upstate story, if not a statewide story, and a lot of interest, of course. So we continue to stay on that, but you know, still with writing him, I mean, he talks a lot about his prison life now. Complains a lot about various conditions and the times he's spent in isolation, and the times mm-hmm. he's had his, you know, cell searched for things and so forth. But as far as getting into more detail of, you know, additional victims and whatnot, he's started to talk a little bit about that, although there's nothing that he said so far that would you know, lead or start a new investigation. I mean, I believe it was last year. You know, that was the first time he wrote me and said, yes, there's more than seven. So he kind of confirmed that, like, okay, yeah, there's a lot more than seven. And he says he tried to tell details to the FBI, but they weren't willing to take him seriously. And that sort of thing. And then, of course, last year there was another tip that had come in about two more bodies in the southern end of Spartanburg County in Ennery. And he gave some detail in terms of where he had apparently dumped these bodies shortly around the time of Superbike in 2003. And that launched a big search there with the sheriff and a bunch of you know, authorities down there. Came up empty-handed, though, and so yeah. Sheriff Chuck Wright at the time left that scene, you know, thinking like, well, this is the last time we hear from him, unless he's willing to, you know, point us directly to a specific, you know, victim. We're not going to do this dance with him if sure. he's just going to give us these little nuggets here and there.
Well, and there's this theory, Daniel, that he's doing this, of course, for the additional attention that he mm-hmm. based on, and you've received a number of letters from him. I mean, based mm-hmm. on that, do you think that there are more out there?
I definitely do. I definitely do. There's been a lot of things he would say that that other folks, other victims' families, or other people across the country have written me to say, you know, this needs to be looked at. You know, there is such and such case that, you know, I think he could be involved in. You know, I think he's... I think he does have some detail out there. I mean, he obviously spent time in Arizona. We know he was in Florida, Mexico, and he talks a lot about those areas. We know he had a private pilot's license, for example. You know, we know that property is huge down in Woodruff.
Yeah.
So it's I would say it's certainly possible that there are more. It's just a matter of when and where and, you know, all the details.
Sure.
I mean, there's so many unsolved homicides or missing person cases out there today, both locally and across the country.
Right.
And just, you know, based on what he was able to do in 2003, and then we don't hear anything from him until Kayla Brown is found. And, you know, you talk to experts on serial killers and psychologists and whatnot, and they say, you know, people like this, you know, who are, you know, narcissistic and, you know, borderline psychopathic,
yeah.
you know, they have these mentalities where it's almost impossible for them to conceal that, and not lash out, you know, and not kind of get, be engaged, so to speak, for that long time span.
Yeah, and you're right. And when you watch some of the video of Todd Kohlhepp when he is being questioned after being arrested, I mean, he was bragging to the police officers. Mm-hmm. In fact, a couple times he even tells them that he could teach them some things. And he brags about specifically about the Superbike Motorsports, how he, and I forget the term he used, cleared the building or something, how, meaning that he quickly got in, he shot and killed these four people and was gone before anyone knew he was there. And again, was bragging to law enforcement that he could teach them a few things about this. With me today, Daniel Gross with the Greenville News, and we're talking about Todd Kohlhepp. And of course, on Saturday at 8 o'clock, on the Headline News Channel, they've started a new series, Lies, Crimes, and Video, and this is sort of a documentary-type series. They're going to be spotlighting this case of Todd Kohlhepp here in the upstate of South Carolina. You'll have a chance to see some things that maybe you haven't seen in the past. Daniel, I got a couple other things I'd like to ask you, but I need to get my listeners updated on the news. Can you hold for a second?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. All right, Daniel Gross with me with the Greenville News. In early November 2016, sheriff's deputies in Spartanburg County found Kayla Brown chained in a metal storage container. This on the 96-acre property owned by Spartanburg realtor Todd Kohlhepp. This led to authorities being able to solve a number of homicides. One dating back to 2003, known as the Superbike Motorsports, where a quadruple homicide occurred. One of the reporters in the upstate who covered all this, Daniel Gross, with me this morning. Daniel is with the Greenville News now. He was with the Spartanburg Herald for a period of time during this, too. And Daniel, back to your correspondence with Todd Kohlhepp, because I'm just intrigued with the idea that he appears to want to stay in touch, and he wants to, I'm going to call it tease us with these bits of information about possible other bodies out there. Why do you think he wouldn't just tell us for sure? All right, this is what I've done. Here's where the bodies are.
Sure. Yeah. Well, I mean, so far, I don't think he sees anything to gain from honestly disclosing or even solving another case right now. He, in his mind, he did not see a lot of cooperation from local authorities and from the FBI when he apparently was disclosing some, and he's said in his words, you know, that he just doesn't feel like there's a lot to gain from disclosing too much more. Although, like you said, I think he does want to stay relevant. You know, he's this very, you know, power hungry narcissist, and so I think that speaks to why he continues to write. And in his mind, you know, he's saying he's justifying each of these killings in his life and whatever he's done in his past. And I think that's part of his message. And that's one reason he keeps getting letters out, is, you know, he sort of wants his side of the story to be told in a way. And, you know, we got to be real hesitant with that because we're talking to a serial killer here.
Sure.
You know, we don't know if it's entirely truthful, or we certainly don't want to just give him a speaker box to say whatever he wants.
Right.
But that's been his sort of just MO is, you know, I've been wronged all my life, and, you know, this needed to happen. I needed to right a wrong, and that's why I've done these things. So part of that correspondence has just been about, you know, his own take on what's happened.
Is it a little bit eerie for you though, Daniel, to receive letters from a serial killer like this?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's creepy, you know, honestly. It's just one of those things where you start to see this story play out in your area where you live, and, you know, you start to see the details and you're like thinking, you know, this is straight out of a horror film.
Yeah.
Just all the elements go together and you think this is a movie, but, you know, you're at these press conferences or you're digging into a story and you're thinking, no, this is real life.
Yeah.
And,
it is.
So real, yeah, getting those letters.
Yeah, real people, real families affected.
Real people, right.
Yeah. And I know it would have to be sort of odd for you as well, because in addition to receiving correspondence from this killer, you're also out there as you're reporting, you're talking to these families. I mean, you're talking to the Lucases,
right.
And you're, it's this balancing act.
Right. Yeah. I think I did get a little pushback in the beginning when the public realized that I was writing him is, you know, why would you ever want to talk to, you know, a serial killer? He's done horrible things, you know, and I had already gotten, built relationships with the Lucases and with, you know, some of the other victims' families, with Charlie Carver's family. And, so it was this weird balancing act, but I had to step back and just reiterate to them and to everybody that, you know, I'm not his friend.
Right.
You know, I'm seeking the truth, and I'm seeking, you know, everyone's perspectives, just as any journalist would do on any story. So, you know, I do have to kind of take a step back, but I wanted to reiterate to them every time that, you know, if it leads to finding more answers, you know, if one letter comes in and there's enough detail where it can solve another cold case, I mean, man, that's worth everything.
Yeah. And maybe that'll happen. Who knows? I think I agree with you, Daniel, that it would not surprise me if there are not others out there. And you made a good point. It was very unusual for that much time to have passed for someone like him. I mean, from 2003 to 2016. And look, again, I've been involved in Crime Stoppers for many, many years and know a lot of people in law enforcement. And, you know, they just didn't really know what had happened over there until finally this case broke wide open. So, Daniel Gross, thank you again for spending a few minutes of your time and what you do at the Greenville News. And, we'll be watching Saturday night on Headline News, Lies, Crimes, and Video, because I've got a suspicion that you're going to be in there.
Certainly, yeah. I've been told that as well. So, yeah. I think we both are.
All right, there you go. Yep. Daniel, again, thanks for calling in this morning.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Have a great day. Daniel Gross with the Greenville News. Headline News on Saturday, 8 o'clock, Lies, Crimes, and Video. And yes, Daniel's right. Yours truly will be in there, too, because I've followed this as well and have talked about it on the radio over the years. So,
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.